Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Friday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today, and it's Fun Friday. Oh, we're going to have fun, all right. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Lance is, he's gone. Where are they? Pittsburgh? Philadelphia? They're somewhere around there for TNA. But we got a lineup for next week's TNA, for those of you watching that show. And also a lineup for SmackDown tonight and Fantastica Mania tonight and... What? Are we missing something? Yes, in fact, we are. Tomorrow's Collision in Kent. I'm going and, like, has to be a rib on me. Not a single solitary thing has been announced for that show. I have no idea what's happening tomorrow in Kent. I'm hoping the show's on. So anyway, we'll talk about that. And then get into all of the news. Lots of updates on Gunther versus Goldberg. I mean, a lot of questions are already answered. We got John Cena being scheduled for more appearances for SmackDown. Stephanie McMahon talks her father. We've got RVD and Katie Forbes. Congratulations to them. They're having twins. Whew. CMLL's 92nd anniversary show is coming up. We got the date for that, update on El Fantasmo, and plenty more. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. You want a $10 Cameo? I'm your man. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky, and Filthy Tom will join us after the break to talk a lot of different topics. So, back in a moment with more, everybody. Fun Friday here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, it's fun Friday here on the show, right, Tom? What's going on?
Baby.
How you feeling?
Let's move on to the next subject.
I didn't want to start angry. I was trying to start. I guess that wasn't going to help, was it? All right. Well, hey, guys, you should listen to the Hook interview yesterday. Have you heard it yet?
I have not.
You should listen to it. Yeah. This guy just did not care. Two F-bombs, which means he beat Tony Khan's record and my own. An S-bomb, if I recall correctly. And also just nonchalantly announced that he was out due to concussion. So, what can you do? You guys remember when he threw up in the ring and, like, everybody thought he had a concussion? And then, like, we asked around and everyone was like, nah, he didn't have a concussion. Well, he had a concussion. And I don't think you're supposed to, go public when you have a concussion. But he did. So, anyway, that's why he's been gone, apparently. A concussion. So, good luck to him. I was dying during that interview. It was awesome. It was awesome in every conceivable way. But you should listen to it, everybody. Yeah. I can't even say, I'd have to drop multiple F-bombs if I wanted to talk about how much I enjoyed that interview. All right, we got news. So, man, we've been talking about Gunther versus Goldberg for a long time here. Because, Goldberg showed up on Raw, and he challenged Gunther to Saturday night's main event. And like on Raw, nothing was mentioned whatsoever about a belt, his last match, nothing. He just showed up and he said, I'm going to take you out in Atlanta, Saturday night's main event. And then, like, that was it. And so, you know, then everybody got talking. Well, what are we going to do? You know, is it even for the belt? Then it turns out, okay, it is for the belt. And then everybody was thinking, well, you know, they didn't advertise it as his last match, so... You know, maybe they're going to do that spear jackhammer they do with Brock Lesnar, surprise everybody. This guy's been doing interviews saying he's not even sure he can do anything, this and that. Well, apparently all that talk, and obviously not just from this show, but everyone's been talking about it. You know, WWE wanted to, So they have officially announced it is for the title, and it is Goldberg's final match. So, There's not going to be a Goldberg match at SummerSlam. There's not going to be, I mean, I suppose he could spear and jackhammer the guy, win the title, and retire. I don't expect that to happen. So they pretty much made it abundantly clear that Goldberg's final match of his career will be July 12th on Saturday night's main event, and it will be for the title. So there you go.
So if he wins, he essentially does what John Cena has been threatening to do.
Yeah, actually.
That's leave with the title and not come back with it.
Well, the John Cena thing is just, it's bizarre because it's like, you know, if you retire without losing the title, they just, you know, do a tournament for the title. It's not like you're taking the title and they're not allowed to crown a new champion. He's acting like, if I leave with this belt, there will only be one belt in WWE. I will take the WWE championship, and there will never be a WWE champion again, which, of course, is ridiculous, but that's the story he's trying to tell. I think with Goldberg, if he wins a title, he just, you know, retires as champion, and then a new champion will be crowned. So I don't expect that to happen, but, I mean, anything is possible. But, yes, he's, there you go. And actually, it's funny because in the actually official announcement for this match, they wrote that Saturday night's main event, July 12th, and this is a quote, headlined by Goldberg's final match versus WWE World Heavyweight Champion Gunther. So it actually doesn't say in the copy that it's for the belt. But on NXT, the announcers were claiming it was for the belt. Of course, that's Vic Joseph. So that could mean anything. But what we do know for sure is officially that's his last match in Atlanta on Saturday night's main event. So there you go. John Cena has also been confirmed for another new SmackDown date. He's coming onto the show tonight versus Truth. Is that your chimes outside?
Yes.
John Cena versus R-Truth tonight. Doesn't say anything about the title. This might be a non-title match. I don't even know. You know, there's a lot I don't know lately. We don't know if that's a title match or not. But also, the next John Cena appearance will be Friday, August 1st on the go-home edition, the SummerSlam go-home edition of SmackDown. This will be the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. So if you're going to that show, you're going to see one of John Cena's final matches. And I think he's got like, what has he got left? 17 dates or something? He doesn't have many dates left. And the astonishing thing was, I was told that WWE, I mean, maybe they have by now. This was as of about 2 weeks ago. They had not worked out like his exact schedule of dates leading to the end. So I figured when he announced, hey, you know, I'm done, and then, you know, they publicly said it was like 36 dates or whatever the announcement was for 2025. I figured they just worked backwards and figured out 25 dates and had it all done at the beginning of the year, but I was told that wasn't the case. Yeah. They're still figuring out what his last dates are going to be.
Are we going to get John Cena on Evolve?
I would guess they wouldn't waste a date on that, but I don't know. Are we going to get that John Cena-Joe Hendry match?
John Cena on Speed?
I don't think we're going to see that one. We haven't been keeping up with Speed. Like, a lot's gone down.
El Grande Americano is the champion.
El Grande Americano is the Speed champion right now. Like, last, yes. I think the last time I remembered Speed, we were talking about Andrade being the champion. Is that where we were?
Dragon Lee.
Was it Dragon Lee?
Yeah, I believe he had just defeated Andrade.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, John Cena could lose at SummerSlam.
So it's so interesting we don't cover it.
I guess. I mean, usually, guys, you don't know how this show works. Tom, every now and then, will go, hey, we should do this. And I'm like, okay. And then we do it. If Tom doesn't do that, then we just do whatever the news is, which we're doing on this show here today. But we do have something special coming up in the next segment. Yes?
Oh, okay. I thought we were coming up on a break. But
well, we are.
I mean, to be fair, we could watch Speed every Wednesday before the show on Wednesday.
Yeah, we could do that.
We were like stacking it up because we're doing the show on Monday, but there's nothing stopping us now from just doing it in real time.
Well, why don't we do this? Where are we in the current speed tournament?
Good Lord.
Is it almost over?
I think Berto just won a shot against El Grande Americano.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, let's finish this speed tournament. Just let it go. And then starting with the next speed tournament, we will cover it every Wednesday on the show. How does that sound?
Sounds like it'll take about 30 seconds on Wrestling Observer Live.
We got to remind me to watch it. I watch a lot. But anyway, tonight is SmackDown with John Cena versus R-Truth, the King of the Ring semifinals, Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn. That's a big match. Should be a good match. And Alexa Bliss faces Asuka in a Queen of the Ring semifinal. So why don't you tell us what we're going to be doing after the break here, Tom?
I don't know.
Dude, are you on the show today? Or like, what's going on,
bro? What do you mean? You didn't tell me anything.
Dude, you emailed me what we're doing next on the show.
Oh, well, you didn't mention that.
That's why I told you to tell everybody. I'm letting you do it.
I didn't know what you were even talking about. Well, we don't know what WWE has planned for SmackDown tonight. However, we do know what the old trusty artificial intelligence has provided with us as the results for Friday Night SmackDown, June 20th, 2025. And in the next segment, we will bring those results to you. Call it deja vu.
Thank you, Tom. In the next segment, we will get the results of SmackDown from AI. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay. So this morning, I said, Tom, what should we do for the show? Should we do like a sponsorship SmackDown? And he goes, no! We should have AI predict SmackDown. I said, that's a good idea. So, you know, Tom did the whole thing, emailed it to me, and then he couldn't figure out what I was talking about. Well, now we know. So we've got an AI, like a full SmackDown report from AI for tonight, okay? So I'm going to read this, and then we'll find out how it compares to the actual show. Now, as I am doing this, Tom, and I'm gonna read like an edited version of this, because this chat bot or whatever, golly, this is longer than an Observer. But
that's not true.
Well, it's I guarantee this is longer than the report Dave wrote in the Observer for SmackDown. Guaranteed.
This is like the length of like a Frank A. Gotch column.
No, you kidding me? Dude, this is like easily 2,000 words. But anyway, I got to thinking, and I need you to do something else for me while I start recapping this show that's going to air tonight live. Okay? These are spoilers for the live show tonight. Can you ask AI to do the same thing, but for tomorrow's collision?
Sure. Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't being unfair. So I did just now go up to AW's Twitter, and I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and scrolled. And the best that I could find was a tweet stating that collision was tomorrow in its normal time slot. We have no matches. We have no segments. We have not a single solitary person announced as even being at the show. Literally, the only thing I know about Collision tomorrow is it is at the Showwear Center in Kent, and it's airing at its normal Saturday night time. I know nothing else. Is anybody going to be on the show? So please, we'll do that one next. What is going to happen on tomorrow's Collision show from Kent, Washington, Tom? That's what I want to know. Got it? Mm-hmm. All right. So, SmackDown tonight. This is the AI report. This is what you're going to see tonight. It is going to open with John Cena and Ron Killings going face-to-face. John Cena is going to claim he's untouchable, the greatest of all time. He will vow to expose Punk as a fraud. He will call out truth. Killings' music hits, he storms the ring, there's a heated brawl. I find that unlikely. And all the geeks come down to break it up. That's the opening segment. Then, Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn in a King of the Ring semifinal. Later in the match, LA Knight appears at ringside. He distracts Randy Orton due to their recent rivalry. Zayn rolls it up, but Orton kicks out and hits an RKO and wins. Randy Orton moves on in the King of the Ring tournament. Naomi, Money in the Bank promo. She brags about outsmarting.
Did you get to the post-match stuff there?
Orton stares down. I mean, it's irrelevant.
No, he stares down LA Knight.
Yes.
Who smirks and walks off.
Yes.
Future tension.
Okay. Naomi does a promo. Tiffany interrupts. They're yelling at each other when Nia comes out. Nia attacks Tiffany. Naomi slips out of the ring. And officials separate Jax and Stratton. Sowing chaos, it says here, in the women's division. Then we have the Queen of the Ring semifinal. Jade Cargill versus Stephanie Vaquer. It ends with Cargill rallying, hitting a big boot, and jaded for the pin. So Jade Cargill moves on in the King of the Ring, and then Alexa eyeballs Cargill intensely, it says here. And then we have Jacob Fatu responding to Solo's ultimatum. He refuses to say, I love you, Solo. He says he is the true leader of the bloodline. He will defend against all challengers. JC Mateo appears on the screen. Solo announces Mateo will challenge Fatu for the U.S. title next week. I'm going to be really upset if the actual show isn't as good as this. Motor City Machine Guns, oh my God, versus Dexter and Joe Gacy. Didn't we just see this match? I think we did.
Unfortunately for Motor City Machine Guns, they cannot, cannot avoid them. Sorry.
Get out of here. Uncle Audi, distraction. Loomis hits a diving headbutt on Saban and wins again. Oh, my God. They're going to try this again?
They're trying to kill poor Saban and Shelley.
Cody Rhodes and CM Punk are backstage. Cody Rhodes congratulates Punk on the title shot, says if he wins, I'm coming for you at SummerSlam. Tense exchange, hints at a future clash. Jimmy Uso versus Aleister Black, it says here. Black hits the Black Mass for the pin. Solo and JC attack Jimmy Uso. Jay runs down to make the save.
Jay, big return here on SmackDown.
Oh, my God. L.A. Knight storms to the ring, demands a match from Nick Aldis to prove he is the megastar. So then Aldis grants Knight a no DQ match against a mystery opponent.
Immediately.
Oh, my God. You ready for this, everybody? The mystery opponent is Big E. The Grand Rapids crowd erupts as Big E charges to the ring. LA Knight versus Big E in a no disqualification match won by Big E. A big ending through the table. What?
Won by Big E with help from Andrade.
Andrade helps Big E.
Big E and Andrade stand tall. Randy Orton shown watching with a sly grin.
Is this like the thing?
Suggesting he may have pulled the strings.
All right, listen.
So, AI thinks Big E, Randy Orton, and Andrade are a great stable.
I don't use AI a lot, but is this like a normal thing where it will do something logical for, 80% and then just some wild outlandish?
It may get better in the next segment.
Tiffany Stratton begs Bailey for an alliance. Bailey agrees, but vows to take her title. Liv Morgan then ambushes Bailey. Liv Morgan, who just got surgery. Oh my God. This leads to Tiffany and Bailey versus Nia and Bianca. Naomi appears, swings at Jax. It's a DQ. And then Naomi lays out everybody claiming this is my division. And then Liv reappears, attacking Naomi. Everyone worried about AI. It's going to be fine. We have a bloodline implosion escalating. In a jaw-dropping moment, AI says, Roman Reigns returns. The crowd goes wild. He beats up the Tongas and Loa.
Who had also returned.
I guess, yeah, Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa return as well. And, bloodline, potential bloodline reunion at Night of Champions. And then the main event is John Cena and Ron Killings. Logan Paul interferes. CM Punk's music hits. Punk takes out Paul. Cena hits the attitude adjustment and pins Ron Killings in allegedly a 16-minute match. And then Punk slides in the ring, hits Cena with the GTS, grabs the title, stares down Cena, the crowd chants CM Punk. So that was like an AI prediction for SmackDown, which was like 85% probably exactly what's going to happen, and then a wild, wildly incorrect 15%.
I really
AI this. Doesn't know that Liv Morgan is injured and needs surgery.
Apparently not.
It's all over the internet. Like, what's going on?
Maybe this was, I should have used A1.
May as well have.
Perhaps.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what allegedly will happen on SmackDown tonight.
Well, I can give you a rundown of Collision if you'd like, according to AI. I can tell you the matches.
Okay.
You'll have...
Hold on. First off, I want you to keep track of the SmackDown AI so we can compare on Monday. What do we have on Collision? I'm going to write it down.
In an international championship four-way qualifier match, Daniel Garcia takes on Darby Allin.
What? Just out of nowhere, he's back in a random four-way?
Yeah. No, it's a singles match. To go to a four-way.
Oh, I see. Oh, God, this again. Okay, Darby's going to return for a random match, okay?
Tony Storm versus Harley Cameron.
Okay.
The Young Bucks versus FTR.
That's
John
not
Moxley
happening.
Versus Hangman Page.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Okada versus Swerve Strickland.
Dude, is this a pay-per-view or Kent on Saturday night in front of 1,700 people?
The main event is the Death Riders versus Omega Osprey and Kyle O'Reilly.
Okay. Oh, God. Why is everyone so worried about AI, like, destroying the world? It can't do anything. God. Kidding me.
Listen, AI is not going to drink a six-pack of IPAs at 3 in the afternoon on a Friday like I will today.
I thought you'd already started based on the last segment. Okay, listen. We're going to go to the phones after the break. Yes, I'm opening up the phone lines. If you want to give us a call, hey, whatever we want to talk about, ask Tom some questions. He's been a UFC star and a wrestling star. You know, it's your chance. The phone number, 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. I'll open them up during the break. Back in a moment with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It's Fun Friday here on the program, and we're gonna take some calls. Hey, you can text us as well if you don't want to call. Text message line, the text message line, only for texts, 425-780-7566. Text messages, 425-780-7566. The phone number to call to be on the show, if you want to be the squirrel, 618-762-3275. That's 618-762-3275. 618-762-DARK. If you have one of those phones with letters, yeah, 618-762-3275. And let's show you how it's done. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all. It's Brandon here from old Portsmouth, Virginia.
Yes, Brandon.
Happy Fun Friday. Thank you. I love a good AI SmackDown review. That always brightens my day. My question is for Tom. Hey, Tom, when was the last time you were in a match where you and your opponent, a wrestling match, where you and your opponent were just completely not on the same page at all? And what did you guys, what did you do to kind of get back onto the same page?
Probably the Bang Bros.
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of the last time I actually wrestled somebody that was, you know, at a level where we're not going to be on the same page. Luckily, for the past few years,
You've only been wrestling TJP?
Yeah, I've basically just been wrestling guys who are really good. So you don't run into that. But I wouldn't say that it was like we're not on the same page. But I did one of these UWFI style matches in, Louisville area a few years ago with a guy, Dustin Leonard, who's probably an untrained wrestler. He's a jiu-jitsu guy. And he came into it like wanting basically just to do a real fight, essentially. So, you know, we had to fight each other in, like a pancrase fight at midnight in Louisville. So that's a case of not being on the same page and actually never getting back on the same page either.
Got a text message question here. Brian, what would it take for you to watch the UFC again? Dude, I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of things that went into me no longer watching UFC. I watched UFC religiously for like 15 years or something like that. You know, from those very, very early UFCs all the way really until just a few years ago. And I mean, I there were a lot of things, especially in the last decade, that just started to irritate me. It's like the weight cutting was stupid and there was always something stupid going on. And granted, there's always something stupid going on in wrestling. But, like, I'm running a business here, and the vast, vast majority of people care significantly more about wrestling than they do UFC. So if I have to drop one or the other, I'm going to drop the one that there's least interest in, which is UFC. So I ended up, and the other thing is, there just became so many things that I had to watch. You know, there's a collision now every Saturday in SmackDown, especially now that it's 3 hours, although it's going back to two. But PLEs, I mean, there's AEW paper. Once AEW started, And it's and especially once he started doing almost monthly pay-per-views, it's like, man, so I got... And even before that, remember for a while there, WWE, when they did Raw and SmackDown, we had a Raw and SmackDown pay-per-view every month? It's like, golly, there's something every single weekend. And then you want me to add UFC on top of that? Which, if we're being fair, I mean, the best I could do was, like, watch the shows and recap what happened in fights. But it's not like I got the time to, like, study what's going on in UFC and who was on this show and what they had to say about this and why this fight. I just couldn't do it well. And then on top of that, I teach. Like, I know it's not UFC, but dude, I'm watching people roll every single freaking day. It's like, how much can I see people grapple? Like, I mean, I can't do it right now. Maybe someday. But, like, I've missed so much of it that it's like I'd be jumping in, having to learn a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't even know. I don't even know who half these guys are anymore. It's just, it's not going to happen, Tom.
Sorry. I didn't ask.
I know. I was just throwing to you in case you had any comments about the state of UFC. You watch all these shows?
Hey, I am, I think UFC is great. I think WWE is great. I think professional bull riding is great. I think, whatever else that TKO owns is awesome, and everybody should be purchasing all of their things and raising their stock price.
Why would that be? Just cuz?
I got it.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from? What, do you got like three shares? Hello, what's up?
Simi Valley, California.
Hey, what's going on, Philip?
It's going all right.
I actually talked over you, but I know you by voice now. Go ahead.
Hope you enjoy the show tomorrow with your daughter.
I do too.
And I had a question that I've been thinking of for a bit. So is there any matches that can be possibly made tomorrow or any time from any promotion that people probably didn't think they would want to hear until you actually mentioned the match? And see, that'd be like a dream match to you. For example, my girlfriend at the time, she told me a few months ago that a match she really wanted to see would be Luchasaurus versus Beast Morto. So I was like, actually, I do want to see that too. That would be awesome. And she called it a creature feature match. For me, I would want to see, I still want to see Outrunners versus Young Bucks. I think that would just be amazing.
Oh, maybe we'll get that tomorrow. I can't rule that out tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Shiloh's from the area. He trained with us. Truth Magnum. So he's technically a local guy. So, well, Philip, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. We need to get Joey Janelle on the show because he's the guy that comes up with all of them. I mean, I think if you just like...
Did you see Wissen the dog?
What?
Out there, yeah. Out there doing tornillos.
I did not see that.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
You better get ready for a run. In the USA.
The thing with these matches is, like, if I think about them, then they're not what we're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought about them. It has to be something where, like, a good example was over many a weekend when, like, out of the blue, I learned that they're going to do Minoru Suzuki versus Butterbean. It's like, there has to be that shock that I never even thought of that match. And they're going to do it? And then I saw it. And I witnessed history. I witnessed the worst match ever in the history of professional wrestling. So that's the problem with these matches, is like, it has to catch you off guard. If you're thinking about, see, for here's a good example. Here's what I'm thinking about, which I don't think we're ever going to see, but man, I wish we could see it. John Cena versus Tanahashi. It's the final year for both of them. They're both on the way out. I know Tanahashi could get a match out of this guy, even in his current state. It's like, that's a match.
I got one for you.
That's a dream match. But I thought of it. So, like, if it were announced, I'd just be like, wow, how'd they do that? Yes.
Bandito versus Desperado.
See, that'd be an excellent match. But I'm not sure if he's asking, like, a match that would be great like that, or if we're talking about a match that would be like...
Bandito versus Desperado.
I know, but are we talking something that needs to be outlandish?
It's the name.
Or just a dream match. Okay, you sent me a video of this dog. Wow, look at that. You know what's funny is during that entire conversation, I thought you were talking about a shoot dog. not a guy in a dog costume. I mean, people used to wrestle bears. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Don the Don Rosberger here calling in.
Yes, Don.
You guys talking about your dream matches.
What's yours,
you
Don?
Know, the one that's really gotten me.
Having a nightmare.
Well,
now.
The thing is they had it announced, and then COVID took it from us. They're going to have Minoru Suzuki versus Orange Cassidy. And that one was, you know, I have never forgot. They didn't do it, and the COVID stole it. And, you know, we
How
were
was
robbed.
That match never taken we place somewhere? It seems like it had to have happened at some point.
It didn't. Oh.
Golly. Well, yeah. Hey, that's a good one, Don the Don. And, you know, it's funny. Don the Don got me thinking. I need to see the Don versus Don Fallet. That being the Don in NXT. Tony D. The Don against Don Fallet. Can you imagine that match, by the way? Golly gee.
No.
Yeah. It'd be something else. All right. Did I drop Don the Don? I think I dropped you, Don. Sorry, brother. All right. Let's go to you're
moving,
on. Moving on. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian. This is James from New Jersey. Just wanted to see what you guys thought of the upcoming AEW pay-per-view. You know, it's one of their biggest shows domestically that they've ever had. And wanted to see if they've done enough to build up the show for you guys.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'd like to go. We didn't make plans for it because it was in close proximity to WrestleMania in Vegas. But man, I'd certainly want to go to that show. I think they've done a great job. I think that as much as people hate the Death Riders, I think that what they've done with the Death Riders has actually been great. And Moxley, I think he's got tons of heat. I think that when somebody finally beats him, which will be Hangman on this show, the place is going to go absolutely wild. I think they've done a great job with Mercedes and Tony. I think that the Young Bucks versus Swerve and Ospreay is going to be absolutely incredible. I think they're doing a tremendous job building up this show, in fact. What about you, Tom?
Yeah, I think that they're firing mostly all cylinders, or I guess on most cylinders, coming up to, you know, their arguably their biggest show of the year, and that's what you want. They've been doing this Death Riders storyline at the top of the card for, a year now, almost? It'll be a year in August or September, and I think it's coming to a culmination at the right point. They've got a very, very hot Hangman to win that title and get a huge coronation as kind of the savior of AEW, and one that necessarily didn't want to be in that role. So I think it's been a great story, and hopefully Hangman gets a big, big celebration at the end of the show.
This guy here says he wants to see Nia Jax versus Yoshihiko. Okay, listen. Every time I talk about Yoshihiko, I get very angry messages. Even Missy Hyatt yelled at me last time. This, you know, it's not a doll! But we do have to deal with reality here. And that is that Yoshihiko is a blow-up doll. Okay, now I bring that up for a very specific reason, not out of disrespect, but out of the fact that Nia's finish is the Annihilator. And if this match happens, Yoshihiko will pop, and you won't have Yoshihiko anymore. So I think that might be a bad idea for that reason.
Some of my favorite people in my entire life have been blow-up dolls.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, it is Fun Friday. Tom, did you enjoy yourself today?
I've had a good Friday so far.
Yeah.
Got a little bit more left to make it through.
You're really just going to start drinking?
No. No, I get some treatment later on.
Oh, really? What are you getting? Cracked?
Yeah, a little crack, some massage.
I got cracked yesterday.
Man, they yank your crank?
He cranked. No, dude, my neck just went brrrr on both sides. I was like, wow, no wonder that hurt. And then my, just various joints needed to be adjusted.
Mm. Do you need a hip replacement and spinal fusion?
No, I don't. You really had to bring that up right at the end of the show. Let's hope for the best, Tom, right? It's always best to hope for the best.
Always. I'm optimistic.
Anything else fun going on?
No, not really. I mean, just looking forward to another big weekend of combat sports. Every time I think, oh man, there's nothing going on this weekend, I look at the schedule. I look at the schedule and it's nonstop. I may not even have time to watch BKFC Ice Wars.
Oh no.
From this past week, the debut of their hockey fighting league.
Mm, brutal. Yeah. Well, I want you to keep track of SmackDown and our AI collision notes, because on Monday we can do a compare and contrast. Sound good?
Sounds good. I'll be there.
Happy Fun Friday, everybody. Hope you guys all have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again
after a while.
After a while.